Hey, what's up? It's me, Logan. So, I want to try something a little different with this episode. I know it's been a while. A lot has been going on. I think my last episode was I have no idea. It had to have been It was February. It was a long time ago. About 3 months, I believe. Yeah, the last one was February the 14th. But it's all good. So I just wanted to update you on everything that's been going on in my life. I have no clue how this is gonna sound. I'm recording on my computer that I just wanted to make just a quick video. Well, a quick episode. I'm doing a video now. I just want to do something different, but I will possibly do like a hold on. I feel low. I feel like my seat's like low. Yeah. Embarrassing. Oh, there we go. Yeah, that's better. Yeah, I just wanted to do like a quick little episode to, I don't know if it'll be little, but just a quick video on an update on my life, what's been going on, everything like that, because a lot's been going on, since February 14th of this year. Since this is a video and since it is like on my laptop, I can possibly, let me check my battery, 37%. I am charging it right now, but whatever. So, I can probably move you guys around, and I will get into that in a second. But I'm just closing my apps. Yeah, I'll definitely get into that, but let me just like walk you guys down on what has been going on. So if you guys have been following me for, I guess on like YouTube or whatever, you will know that this room that I'm in isn't my usual setting. And that's why I also said that it might sound a little different. It sounds a little echoey, which is fine. But earlier this month, not this month, but earlier this year, late last month, I moved into a new place, and that's kind of big. So I moved into a new place, and I will do a quick little tour because the place isn't big. It's not that big. It's not an apartment, but it's also not big. I moved into a mobile home. So on top of being a new homeowner and learning the ropes of a home, I also have had to learn the ropes of a mobile home because it's not the same as a traditional home. And there's obviously nothing wrong with living in a mobile home, obviously, because I'm here. Sorry, I'm like very like all over the place because I was charging my iPad, and because I don't know if you guys know a lot about the Apple ecosystem, but you can if you have an iPad and you have a MacBook, you can add like a second screen to your laptop. And that's what I'm that's what I want to do. Okay, cool. So I just did it. Yeah, cool. So weird. Anyways, sorry. But yeah, that so I am a new homeowner, and sorry, I'm still distracted. Yeah. So sorry, weird episode, but yeah, of course, like I am a new homeowner. Like I said, I am enjoying it. It's only been like a week. But still it's very fun. I love it. And it's not bad. Like I there we go. Cool. Fixed it. That's weird. So I enjoy it. It's not bad. I'm in my office right now, which is the second room, the second bedroom. I got a two bedroom. Right now it's a little I don't want to say cluttered for lack of a better word. I got like this styrofoam that I've yet to take out. It's from like boxes and everything like that. I don't want to like say like whatever. So with my like other box with my like boxes because I've obviously had like a lot of boxes with like the furniture with just the furniture and the stuff that the pro like the stuff that I got, whatever. I tried like putting it in my recycle bin, but the trash company wouldn't take it, and because it was just overfilled, and I was like, really? Even though like the lid was like slightly open, just like a little bit, it wasn't like fully open to the point where that's like not good. It was just like a little bit open. And I came home Thursday and I was like, cool, you guys didn't take it because like I literally came home I came on my home on my lunch break and it was just at the right moment that the trash company was like pulling away from my place and I looked and I was like, cool, you guys literally didn't even they took my trash, but they didn't even bother with my recycle. They took everyone else's recycle. I was like talking to somebody. They said maybe it wasn't recycle day, if that's the case, then cool. I mean, like I'll still like put out my recycle this week. I just like test it out. I'm not gonna like overfill it like last week. Maybe it was too heavy. because there was like a lot of stuff in there. If that's the case, all right, that's on me, whatever. But so I pretty much just like took trash and everything, not the trash but like the recycle, and just like put it in my car, drove to like a dumpster and just threw it in the dumpster. Yeah, I've been doing that. But like the big boxes, like the small stuff, like my milk carton or whatever, I just throw it in the bin. But so yeah, like that's like the main thing that's been happening the past like 2 3 months. I've been looking for this place, like I've been looking for a place since like February. I found this place. It was like late February. Late February, early March, I filled out the application, and then like it was like a whole process. A week or so later, found out, I think it was like 2 weeks later, found out that I was approved, and I moved on to like the financial part. And from there, yeah, I got approved for that, and it wasn't bad. It was just very just long and tedious. And it was just really bad with the whole process. If or you know when or if I do move out, not anytime soon, of course. I do like I said, like I do like this place. It's just very old. It is a fixer-upper, but I'm not going to do everything at once. It is a renovated place. They changed a lot of things. I did break a wall, moving in this chair. Yeah, you can see from this chair in that doorway behind me, if you're watching the video. That doorway, it's not gonna fit easily. The back part was fine. It was mainly the bottom, with like the arms, like the armrest and the legs. Other than that, it wasn't as bad. Could have been worse. I could have torn the chair. I was like looking for like a chair at like Target and everything. I was like, you know what, should I just, because like I wanted like a desk chair. I was like, you know what, should I just pick one up, because like I know it's gonna be like a whole hassle and a half to just like move this into like my car. I had to get my sister to help me out. Should I just even bother? But whatever. That like it's like this is like this chair is like the one main thing that was like too big that I couldn't like fit through like the doorway or whatever. Washer and dryer, I ordered one. But I had to cancel the order because I realized that what I got was just huge. It was just very big. It did not, I don't even think it would have like fit in like the doorway of like it, maybe the bathroom. It might have fit in the doorway at the bathroom. But again, like it was just bad, like the size and everything. I was like, oh man. Like I think the one I originally got, it was a stackable. It was like an all-in-one stackable. So like the washer and dryer. I forget like which one's on top, which one's on bottom, but when I like moved in, because I ordered that before I even moved in, scheduled it for the sun for the like last Sunday. I'm recording this on the 8th, so like the 30th, April 30th, it would have, or May 1st, one of them, the 30th or the 1st, it would have came in. And they would have like installed it and everything like that. But when I moved in that Friday, the 29th, because like when I like toured the place, it was just like a new experience, everything like that. I should have taken pictures of like the bathroom, this, that, and the other. Like, okay, cool. So, like, and like measured stuff. But I didn't even think that I didn't even think that I was gonna like get approved for this. I just had my doubts. That's all. Like, part of me knew that I was gonna get this place, but it was just the way that the process was. I was very skeptical that I was even gonna get approved for like the community or whatever. I don't know, but it was just very like overwhelming. And when they were like, hey, you got approved, yada yada yada, I just started looking for things, ordering everything that I could think of, like, okay, I need this, that, and the other. So then when I sorry, I gotta yawn, but I'm trying not to like yawn. Yeah, so like I just ordered things and I was like, okay, cool, yeah, like a washer and dryer. I totally forgot about this like cabinet right above where like the washer and dryer were gonna be. I just like totally like looked over it or whatever. I might have seen it and I was just like, okay, cool. Because like when I got home, I couldn't even remember what the place even looked like. I was just like, I have no idea. And it's just everything just like was just erased. And I was like, okay. I think I remember like a few things, like the shed, the tanks outside, the kitchen, mainly definitely the kitchen. And like shit like that, and I was just like, okay. So like when it came like to like the washer, I was like, yeah, that seems right. Totally forgot to like measure. So then when I moved in, I was like, I looked and I was like, how big is this? And I just started freaking out. Measured it, canceled the order. And literally, like, for like a day and a half, I was just like looking for like washers and dryers. I found one Sunday, the first. Yeah, it was definitely the first. And Home Depot didn't have anything. Lowe's didn't have anything. Because I wanted an all-in-one washer and dryer, but like a single unit. And so I was like, yeah, definitely would have like would be able to fit in into my bathroom. Is that that's where it is, the bathroom. And there it is. I measured it. I measured the area, looked at the dimensions, and I was like, yes, finally. And the ones that I did find online, they were just they would have came the end of May, whatever, July, June. And I was like, why? But I guess they're like a popular thing, especially for like space savers, RVs, mobile homes, whatever, apartments. So that came in this past Wednesday, hooked it up, works great. Did like a few loads in there, and yeah, like it. I like th this week like flew by. It feels like I've been in here like a few days, but it doesn't even feel like a week. Like I said, like a lot's been going on, it just feels great to. I can't believe I'm about to get real, but it feels great to have freedom. You know what I mean? Like not living at home. It feels great, to be on my own. I miss my folks. I miss my little dog. I it sounds childish, but I miss well, I like cooking. It's not bad, but I miss just like coming home and not doing anything, not cooking anything, just sitting down, being lazy and not doing anything. It sounds selfish, but like it feels different. Like I don't want to say I miss that, but like it was nice to do that, but it feels great to just be able to like come home and just like cook whatever I want. Like if I want pizza for like 5 days in a week, I'll just have pizza. If I want like macaroni and cheese balls with like chicken nuggets or like whatever, I don't I forgot to buy I always forget to buy vegetables at the store, but like yeah, like I whatever, you know what I mean? Yeah, like it just feels great, it's very bittersweet, but like it feels great to just come home, kick off my shoes. If I want to take a nap, I'll take a nap. If I whatever, if I want to go to the gym, like I just grabbed my gym bag from the house. But like if I want to go to the gym after work, I'll go to the gym after work, And I might do that tomorrow, actually. Just go to the gym tomorrow. Might come home, just like fix something fast, Yeah, like I like there are some things here that I'm just like, damn, like mobile home stuff, like damn, this or that, I had to change my shower head almost immediately after I took like the first shower that I got here. Turned on the shower, and I was like, it was like a garden hose. It was like I think hotels had better water pressure than that. It was just very, very light, and I was like, it just didn't seem right. So like installed a new shower head, 10 times more better. Installed the installed a water filter. Whatever. It's not gonna cause me any trouble. Have one, but yeah, there are some things here that I'm just like, damn. Like the faucet is, it's very low. It's like hard to like wash like big things. The sink is very like very weird. It's like two sinks next to each other, so it's like hard to and like flip things, hard to like put like a pot in there. With that being said, it does suck that I hate going to bed late, but like I'm just like, damn, like I don't like I think I have like a few dishes in the sink that I'm just like, oh, I definitely have to do that, but it is what it is. Yeah, like I'm loving it. I do I am lonely. I am a little lonely. Like I don't really there's no one to talk to, you know what I mean? Like I don't really know my neighbors. They're mainly like they're a lot older. The part of the street where I live in, it's very much older people, like old people. And if I want to watch a movie or whatever, I have to be mindful of that. But like there's people next to me. I think the guy next to me, he's like a rockin' old dude. So like I'm sure he might not mind, but like the people this way of me, they might be, I think they're older than me. Like of course they're older than me, but I think they're older than the guy on the side of me where he where they're just very old. And the guy behind me, I'm not sure who lives behind me, but like the people aside me, very old. I think the guy behind me is old too, but like the younger people are like down much further down the street, or like other parts of the neighborhood. But yeah, like I mean, I might get a pet. I don't know about now, but I might get a pet. Just like a little companion. Someone to just like I can just like see after work and not to get like all depressing or whatever, but just someone to see after work. It is nice to be on my own though. Like I can just like go to the movies or whatever, and just I don't normally go to the movies during the week, but like I was like, you know what, freak it. And I went to the movies this past Thursday. I didn't see Doctor Strange on Thursday. I seen it Saturday, so yesterday. And yeah, I just went to the movies. I just went there and just got back stupidly, very late, but it was worth it, I'm not sure like how long this episode's gonna be. I am gonna show you guys around, just like a quick tour of the place. I can do that now. The office is like a little messy. I got like a TV, an old TV here. I want to sell it. Closet behind me, hamper behind me, styrofoam next to me. But let me show you. All right. So, little tour. Here we go. All right, so this is the office. It feels weird with my camera, but I got some light fixture lights and a Swiffer here. Here's the desk, the styrofoam, my closet. Okay, over here. Here is the bathroom. Got the washer, the toilet, empty Home Depot box. Shower, sink, my shed out there. I don't know what I'm gonna put out there, but whatever. Where is it? Right there. Yeah, I don't know what to put in there. Whatever. My bedroom. Okay, here we go. We're walking into the living room. Like I said, I do have it's not messy, but have an empty box. Well, no, I have a box of my Xbox, my Switch in there, my movies, like all my movies. I did have like a little bookshelf for this for my movies, but then, as you can see, all those won't fit on that bookshelf. I am gonna make, well, b yeah, build that bookshelf. I'm probably gonna put like my actual books on there. Might put it in my living room right here next to the book, next to the movie shelf. I don't know. One day I will go through all these movies, pick out my top 5, top 10 movies, tell you guys. Obviously my TV, 50 inch, 4K. Obviously, before this I had a 32 inch. Yeah, that's the living room. Pretty nice. I like it. Very cozy. Here is the kitchen. So it is a an apartment size place, but it's very, very, I don't want to say freeing, but I can put like, I can do anything with this house. I can knock down a wall or two if I want. You know, it's mine. Whatever. I can make like, whatever. My Spider-Man clock. Change of setting. You know what? Hold on. Let me open up these blinds. Oops, wrong way. Get some light in here. Too much light? Whoops. Yeah, unflattering picture, little angle. But, that's pretty much it. Again, I don't know how this audio is gonna sound. I know the video is just, it's very campy, it's very whatever. But that's pretty much it. I am enjoying my home life. Just making this place my own. It's nice. It's very nice. Yeah, that's pretty much it, guys. If you like this episode, thanks. Let me know if you guys liked it. Please let me know. I'm on Twitter, at average Logan. Instagram, the underscore Logan one. Follow me, talk to me. Yeah, thank you. All right, guys. I will be back. I hopefully soon. Hopefully, fingers crossed. I should be back soon, and who knows? I might do like a movie review. I did see Doctor Strange. I would love to talk, sit down, talk about it. I might bring in a friend to talk about it. Who knows? I was gonna like have that office as like a podcast room, but I can have it here in the living room, couch, futon. You know, just sit down, talk, whatever. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for listening, watching, whatever. Thank you. All right. Bye, guys.